Ladybird Readers. Racing with Scuderia Ferrari. Contents. Picture words, 6. A Grand Prix race, 8. Before the race, 9. Practice, 14. Qualifying, 18. Driving around corners, 22. Starting places, 23. The race, 26. Pit stops, 36. Winning a Grand Prix, 40. Activities, 46. Picture words. Team. Racetrack. Gas. Tire. Flag. Pit stop. Overtake. To get in front of another car. Champagne. Trophy. Lap. When a car goes once around a track. A Grand Prix race. A Grand Prix race is usually 190 miles long, and it takes about 2 hours to drive. Those 2 hours are very exciting. Before the race. A lot of work happens before a Grand Prix. 6 days before the race, Ferrari brings its team to the racetrack. The Scuderia Ferrari team in 1965. Today, there are as many as 100 people in the Ferrari racing team. When the drivers and engineers arrive, they go to look at the racetrack. Most drivers have driven on it many times before, but they still need to look at it because there may be changes. The racing cars arrive in big Ferrari trucks. Before a race, the team and the drivers study the racetrack very carefully. They walk around it first, and sometimes the drivers ride bicycles around it too. Felipe Massa riding a bicycle around a racetrack. Practice. On the Friday before the race, each team has 2 lots of practice time before the first qualifying lap. There is another hour of practice on the Saturday before the second qualifying lap. Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel practicing at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix in 2017. The practice is used to get information. It tells the team how much gas and which tyres their car needs. The Ferrari team looking at information from a practice. If there is a lot of stopping and starting in the race, then the car needs more gas. But a lot of gas makes the car heavy. The team looking at Sebastian Vettel's car. Qualifying. The qualifying laps decide each driver's starting place in Sunday's Grand Prix. The fastest driver starts at the front. A qualifying lap. The driver must be careful in qualifying. If the car hits something or leaves the racetrack, it cannot start again. All the drivers want to start first in Sunday's big race because it is often very difficult to overtake after the first corner. Kimi Raikkonen overtaking another car. Driving around corners. In the qualifying lap, it is very important to drive around the corners as fast as possible. All the drivers practice the corners in the qualifying laps. Ferrari's Kimi Raikkonen driving around a corner. Starting places. At the end of Saturday's qualifying laps, the starting places are decided. The Ferrari team uses the qualifying information to think about changes to the car for Sunday, the day of the big race. A Ferrari engineer and Vettel talking before a race. 30 minutes before Sunday's Grand Prix begins, the cars are driven to their starting places. When a green light turns on, all the drivers do one lap of the racetrack. Then, the cars go back to their starting places. Cars at the start of a Grand Prix. The race. 10 red lights come on. When they go off, the race starts. How fast a driver starts the race is very important. This is the best time to overtake the other cars, so each driver tries to start as quickly as possible. Starting lights at a Grand Prix. The first few seconds of a race are very exciting. The driver in front wants the other drivers to stay behind, so he drives across the track to try and stop them from overtaking. Ferrari is in front. Racetracks like Monaco or the Hungaroring are not very wide, so overtaking is very difficult. The driver who starts the race in front often wins. The racetrack at Monaco. Some people say this is boring, but the drivers in front sometimes make mistakes. The Hungaroring racetrack. Three things can help decide the winner of a race. Number one, what each team has decided before the race starts. For example, how much gas they have put in the car or which tyres they chose. Working on the car before a race. Number two, how quickly the racing driver starts the race. A fast start for Ferrari. Number three, how fast the car goes through the pit stops. A car comes fast into a pit stop. Gas makes cars heavy and slow. Until 2010, cars started with very little gas and stopped at pit stops when they needed more. Today, a car must start with enough gas to finish a whole race. A car gets gas at a pit stop. Pit stops. Cars still use pit stops for other things, like changing tyres. There are usually 1 to 3 stops in a race. The car must stop, change tyres, and start again in 2 or 3 seconds. Changing tyres at a pit stop. Other things can happen in the pit stop. Changes are sometimes made to a car's body. This team is changing the tyres of a car. Winning a Grand Prix. The first driver to drive under the flag is the winner. After the race finishes, the car drives another lap, and the driver waves to the people watching. Ferrari Sebastian Vettel wins the Bahrain Grand Prix in 2018. The happy driver gets the race trophy and throws champagne on the team and the other drivers. Sadly, only one driver can win a Grand Prix. But all the people in the Scuderia Ferrari team feel like winners when their car comes first. Ferrari's Michael Schumacher with the race trophy. Sebastian Vettel with his team. Scuderia Ferrari drivers. Scuderia Ferrari is one of the best racing teams in the world. It has driven in Grand Prix races since 1950. Here are some of its famous drivers. Michael Schumacher is one of the most famous Ferrari racing drivers. He won 5 world championships for Ferrari in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003 and 2004. Niki Lauda drove for Ferrari in the 1970s and won many races. Jody Scheckter and Gilles Villeneuve came first and second in the 1979 World Championship. Kimi Raikkonen won the World Drivers' Championship for Ferrari in 2007. Sebastian Vettel has won 4 World Championships and more than 50 Grand Prix races. Ladybird Readers. Racing with Scuderia Ferrari. Read by Jenny Bryce. Written by Sorrel Pitts. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Produced under license of Ferrari S.p.A. By arrangement with Franco Cosimo Panini Editore, S.p.A. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2019.